How would you feel about a safe room in Sydney where drug addicts could legally use ice? It's an idea that's been floated by drug law reform campaigner Matt Noffs. There was plenty of controversy back in 2001 when the King's Cross injecting room was opened to deal with a heroin epidemic. This idea basically modelled on that same sort of principle. Matt Noffs is from the Noffs Foundation, which deals with the treatment of drug problems. So he does work at the coalface and he's well qualified to have an opinion. He says the idea would create a safe place and a safe space for people dependent on ice, and he has pitched the idea to the national task force set up by the Prime Minister. Here's just a bit of what Matt Noffs said on Channel 7 News last night, speaking about the proposal.
It creates a safe space for people who are dependent on this drug, but also for the people who have to live with it in streets, but also in family homes as well.
Yeah, well, as was the case back in 2001 with the injecting room, I mean, obviously it's going to divide opinions. Also from the Channel 7 news report last night, this proposal was criticised by anti-drugs campaigner Tony Wood, who we had on the program just a few days ago, the father of the late Anna Wood.
If somebody walked out of this safe smoking room onto the street and all of a sudden became very violent, who would be responsible for that?
And that is a very good question. While you're providing this, as we say, safe environment for the use of the ice, who's monitoring after that when they leave? What, are they allowed to stay there all day, the day and a half? That's a very decent question, a very relevant question. Police officers have had to deal with ice-affected people in their line of work. They would obviously have a view on this proposal. Scott Webber is the president of the New South Wales Police Association, and he's been good enough to join me on the line right now. Good morning, Scott.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Well, what's your reaction to this proposal?
Well, we think this is a stupid idea, and there's numerous reasons why. Heroin and ice are such different drugs. And look, we saw the heroin epidemic, you know, 15, 20 years ago. It was horrific. Crime was through the roof, especially in the inner west and the city of Sydney. And we saw so many problems where the crime rate for a month now was the crime rate a single day back then. And with heroin users in their injecting room, once a heroin user actually uses heroin, they usually go what they term on the nod. They have a bit of the relaxer and euphoria, but it's different with ice. And I think we all know that. Once someone actually smokes or injects ice, they are amped up to absolutely beyond belief. They have what people refer to as superhuman strength. They have a high pain threshold and they can just lash out. They become highly sexually active. And on top of that too, they can come really, really violent. So the two totally different drugs, I think, is just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, so very much in line with the concerns of Tony Wood that this is the concern. While you could say that you're providing some sort of safe environment for the drug user, what about for the public when that drug user leaves this, as they say, safe place?
Well, that's right. Look, you'd have to have a lot more staff because they're a totally different drug user and the end result of the drug is totally different. Look, we saw heroin users being extremely violent because that was the cost of the drug and the amount they needed. Ice is a lot cheaper, a lot readily accessible. And we just need to look at the disaster in New Zealand where it's called pee over there. And look, and also the sensationalisation of it with shows such as Breaking Bad. Mm. It's a massive amount of issue. I think the Knopf Institute should go back to their core roots, which is like life education. Let's put some preventative measures in place because I just think this is absolutely just a stupid idea. And what we'll see is not only people hurting each other inside the injecting or smoking room, but they'll be hurting the staff as well because they just can't be controlled. And once they do get into that violent act, and I've wrestled many ICE offenders when they are violent, they are just unstoppable. It is quite scary.
Very strong words indeed. Welcome the opinion of our listeners. 13 13 32 on this issue. Either side, if you do support the proposal, by all means give us a call, 13 13 32. In the opinion of you, Scott, and your members and what you're experiencing, is the ice problem getting worse?
Yeah, definitely so, and especially in regional areas. And look, if you want to tackle the chronic ice users, let's put them in rehab. Let's start go down that path. Not give them a free rein with an injecting room where they're, you know, and obviously they would highlight the injecting room. That would be a start to head down the path of rehab. But I think we need to utilise drug courts. I think we need to take them straight away and put them on a medical program instead of giving them free rein to inject or smoke ice. It's just silly.
So one last one, Scott. Are we winning the battle anywhere at the moment? In regards ice?
No, not at the present moment. And what scares me is that we're heading towards the tidal wave that heroin was. And look, we welcome the National Task Force, but the National Task Force needs to put money back into the states. The states is where the combat is. And look, Life Education, which is from the NOF Foundation, which does a sensational job, they need to target young people, children, as they did before with heroin, and make a generational change. But the other thing is we need to put a lot more resources and have a lot more different tax. But an injecting room, I think that's we're already throwing our hands up and say, let's give up. That's not the answer, not at all.
Scott Webber, as I said, very strong words this morning. Appreciate you coming on the program.
No dramas. Thank you, Andrew.
President of the Police Association of New South Wales, very forthright indeed, and has first-hand experience right on the front line dealing with ice users, and an absolute thumbs down to the idea of a safe room for ice users.